Dear Humans, Episode 1, Who Are You? I wish not to be blinded from my image by daily distractions or excuses. I want to love myself through every phase, from every angle, until I see a reflection that was not built by society's perception of perfection, but by my own defining gaze. I hope one day to see myself naked before society and the people around me clothed me with their opinions and views. I hope one day to look at myself in the mirror and say, I see and understand you. Honesty. Dear humans, I want to start this beautiful rant by saying, who are you? And when I ask who are you, I'm not asking who they told you to be or what trauma forced you to be. I'm asking, who are you at the core? Before society tainted you, the reality is a large majority of us wake up every day conforming to someone else's idea of who we are or who we're supposed to be without even realizing. I mean, the world's perception practically molds and defines us. How people might perceive our skin, our attire, our confidence, our sexuality, our dreams, our goals, our wants, our needs, changes how we navigate our everyday, changes how we see ourselves. It changes us. Society's own definitions for success, love, wealth, beauty, happiness changes us. For instance, my own vulnerability was seen by me as a strength until I started displaying my feelings to people who were afraid to feel. Their own inability to express their deepest emotions fed their perception of my ability to do so as a weakness. You see, I'm what the world would call a black queer masculine woman or a stud. And this very title left me to struggle once I accepted my attraction for women. It was a struggle because I spent a large amount of time trying my best to fit the description of what a stud or a black queer masculine woman was supposed to be. And after a while, I realized that I was suppressing my soul with society's perceptions of who I was supposed to be. Like, trying to align with the title of a stud had me suppressing my own femininity and conforming to other people's ideologies of what masculinity was. You see, society is taught to fear the unknown instead of understanding and accepting, which is why they scatter our bodies with labels. Labels that they get to define. The question is, who are you? I want you to answer that. Write down who you believe you are. Then define what those words mean to you. And if you aren't comfortable with the meaning you have written, redefine it to fit your soul. Masculinity doesn't have to be overly aggressive and lack emotions. It can be security, peace, and guidance. Redefine it to fit your soul. Because however you define a title or a label that you have placed on yourself will remain in your subconscious mind. So without even realizing, you'll wake up every day trying to meet the set of requirements that are listed in the meaning that you have accepted. If masculinity to you is overly aggressive and emotionally closed off, you will wake up every day and try your best to be overly aggressive and emotionally closed off because you want to be seen as masculine. But this could just be a theory.